Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Just us?
I'm sorry, what?
It's just us? Us, you and me?
Yes.
So far?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay, I'll wait a little while.
Hey, Hannah. Do you know if Hanok is coming or is coming tonight? It's tonight.
He said he was this afternoon.
Oh. Maybe he fell asleep.
Let's see.
It's been raining here.
Yeah, 5 minutes have gone by.
Yeah, it's still early.
If he's sleeping, I really don't like waking him up because I know when I fall asleep, I need it.
Well, there's people that they don't like to be waking up.
Yeah. Well, he tells us to wake him up, but I always feel bad about it.
Maybe it's cold. Well, here in Florida, it's not cold, but it's been raining, so it makes you tired. Over there in Atlanta, it must be cold.
Yeah. Well, we had several real cold days, and then today it was warm and windy. You know.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, Louisiana is not that cold. Like.
Well, it was 25 degrees 2 days ago. And then here today, it was in the 70s. In fact, we had to put the air conditioner on in the car. It was so warm. So,
yeah, we are We're here in like 80s in Florida.
Oh.
80, 85. Just like 2 days were cold. Like cold, like 60 degrees in the morning.
Well, we actually had plants, you know, freezing. Our lilies, of course, we were glad when they do that because they do better if they freeze.
Really?
Other than that, they just, yes. But everything else was the daisies didn't freeze. And of course, we protected some of the things. But that was pretty low for us. It didn't get that low last year.
Well, I don't think we have had any. This is maybe the hottest winters that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
No, just 2 days. You know, that we had down, when we went down to 55 or 50, something like that.
Well, it helps keep the bugs down in the summer, and it also helps cool the waters, which helps us not have hurricanes. So it's really a blessing when we do get cold, have a cold winter.
Yeah, because you guys in Louisiana really get hit by hurricanes and stuff like that.
Yeah. We haven't had a big one in 10 years. But
what's the last one?
We had Rita here in Lake Charles, and then the month before that, Katrina hit New Orleans.
Katrina.
So yeah.
Katrina
two.
Was the bad one.
Well, actually, ours was worse than Katrina. It's just Katrina got the advertising and the publicity. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't come back. The city was shut off for 2 weeks.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that one?
Rita.
Rita. Like Rita? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a month after Katrina.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Will be.
Pretty tough. Well, we had that last one that we were expecting, and Baruch Hashem, we didn't have it.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, this area, we have a lot of, heavy presence of the Zohar studies. Hollywood, Miami, North Miami, Hollywood, and Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
They have two Kabbalah centers here.
Good.
So I guess that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. It does. It really does.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
I apologize for being delayed. Jasmine, I know you have a question. Is Martha on the call?
I don't think so.
Okay. Jasmine, you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Oh, okay. My question was that I read in some Kabbalistic, web page or something, that they were talking about that the name of the president, Trump, when you add the gematria of his name and last name, is the same name as Mashiach. 242, I guess. Of, let me see.
424.
Exactly. Yes. So, and then I said, "Well, is that what it is?" And then you asked me. You know, you said I should ask that question in the tonight.
Okay. And the reason I did is because I wanted to get it recorded so that people would understand the limitations and the interpretations of gematria. What it says is Donald, I had read this a good 3 to 5 months ago. So this is not something that's new. But as with all news, it gets repeated and it's interpreted. So let's understand what it is. The name Donald J. Trump has a gematria of 424. And the term Mashiach ben David has a gematria of 424. And the interpretation on its simple level is that Donald J. Trump is the Mashiach. And that is a corruption. Because it could very well be that Donald J. Trump is a mirror opposite of Mashiach ben David. And I give as an example the well-known teaching of many, many sages that Mashiach has a gematria of 358 and Satan has a gematria of 359. So when you add the Kollel to 358, they are equivalent. And no one will tell you that the Mashiach is Satan. What the sages teach is that they are opposites. So understanding gematria is open to interpretation. So is Donald J. Trump the Mashiach? In my opinion, no. In other people's opinion, yes. Is he a mirror image of the Mashiach ben David? Again, that's an interpretation. Is he an opposite? That's an interpretation. Gematria is a very useful tool. It's a way to understand many, many levels of the 70 ways each aspect of Torah is to be understood. It's one of the ways, but it's always open to interpretation. And rather than just accept someone's statement about gematria or about anything else, ask a dream question if it's important to you. And if it's not worth asking a dream question, is it really worth repeating? After all, we're only entitled, we're only asked and taught to ask one dream question a night. So, if it's not important enough to ask a dream question, is it something you really want to repeat? And I hope I haven't offended anybody, but I've given people a different way to understand gematria than the simple literal meaning. that answered or was what you were looking to hear, Jasmine?
Yeah, pretty much. But I have another. Can you give me an example? How do you ask for a dream question?
The procedure is relatively simple. The last thing you do before saying the nighttime Shema, because once you've said the nighttime Shema, there should be no further conversation after that. One of the words in the blessing indicates that you're not going to say any words after this. So before you say the nighttime Shema, sitting on your bed, you say out loud to the universe your dream question. Now, be careful on the wording of your dream question, because the way you word it is the way it will be answered. And frequently people receive answers that do not fit with their agendas, and so they ignore them. Also, be careful with the way you ask the dream question, because the universe is going to give you the answer to the way you word it. Whether it's what you expect or don't expect. And if you're not open to that understanding, whatever it might be, you're going to miss something. I had an inquiry by a woman who was in great pain. What can she do? She's been to all of the Gedolim, all of the venerated rabbis of this generation. And she's asked them to help her, to pray for them, for her, to give her a miracle. And she reached out to me about 2 years ago, and I said at the time, if you want a miracle, you have to go change yourself. And for 2 years, she's been running from one person to another, and she was doing this for 20 years that she's had this illness. Always looking for, when is Mashiach coming? Somebody else pray for me and give me a miracle. And that's not my understanding of how the system works. So she called again after a 2 year lapse. I had not heard from her. She did not remember, because of the severe pain that she's experiencing, she doesn't remember that we had spoken before. And again, you know, she's telling me about how all of the venerated rabbis are saying that the Mashiach is coming no later than next year. And she wants to know, when is Mashiach coming, and will Mashiach bring her miracle? And I answered her. As I understand it, Mashiach is coming today, and if he doesn't come today, it's because there's something wrong within our generation, within me. Because if there's something wrong in the generation, there's something wrong in me. I haven't revealed enough light that other people will see the truth. Now, I gave her a specific dream question to ask. in our conversation, she said to me, because my dream, the dream question that I had her ask was, what is the spiritual cause of this ailment, this pain that I have? And I told her to name the ailment, because it's a very technical thing. And she said, I will ask. And I said, and this is what's important about the dream questions, I said, many people receive answers but are not open to understand the answer or even to receive it. I've had many students ask for a dream question and then call me back the next day and for the next 7 days, because I tell them, ask the question again for 7 days. Ask the question for 7 days. But what I've come to understand is you get the answer the next day, either that night in a dream or in some incident in the next day. The universe always answers. Or it may not answer, which means the question, you already know the answer, you just are looking for verification, and the universe is never going to take away your free will. And the reason that I mention this is this woman, in our conversation when I told her to ask the dream question, she described an incident that very clearly to me represented the cause in this lifetime of what she was experiencing. Now, it really didn't start in this lifetime. It started in a previous lifetime. But for her to make the statement and describe to me what she had done that caused it to be manifested in this lifetime. But then as she ended the description, she said, but I'm not sure that that's the answer. So I said to her, ask the dream question. And if you don't get an answer, call me back. Or if you get an answer, call me back. So she called the next day. And I said, ask the dream question again. But she has the answer. She didn't want to accept the answer, because it meant that she has to take responsibility for this pain that she is experiencing. And as a teacher of Kabbalah, a student of Kabbalah, I can't take away someone's free will, because even if I went and explained A to Z what I felt when she described the incident, what I knew to be truth when she described the incident, she wasn't open to hear it, because her expectations are that Mashiach is going to solve her problem. And the truth is, Mashiach will solve people's issues through pain and suffering and chaos called Armageddon War. And that is not going to happen until the year 6000. But we want to bring Mashiach earlier. And for that, we have to do our own work. We are trying to bring Mashiach early, before that last day of the year 6000. So so that the Armageddon war does not have to manifest, does not have to happen. So, is Trump going to solve our problems or create our problems? And the answer is, we create our own problems, and we can solve our problems, and no one outside of us is going to be able to do that but ourselves. So I think in this rambling description, I gave you the tool of a dream question and how to ask it. Now, some people do not say the Shema, the nighttime Shema. And for those people, the same rules apply. And those rules are to sit on your bed, and the last thing you do before going to sleep, or you will not say another word afterwards, is to ask your dream question out loud to the universe. And if you have a partner and you don't want your partner to hear the question, whisper it, but it must be said out loud. So I hope you got your answer to your question, Jasmine.
Yes, thank you so much.
Any other questions? Hannah, did you have any sense of what Malka's questions were about?
I think maybe a year or so ago, she asked me about the skins on the top of the tabernacle. And I remember looking them up. But I don't remember what the answer was, to tell you. And I don't think I could actually find an answer, but then I got a commentary in an email that pretty much did. But I thought I had given it to her, but evidently I didn't. Or maybe she'd forgotten. Both of us have. So it's another... You know how some, like the dolphin is mentioned, and they're wondering where would they have gotten dolphin skins? It's kind of like maybe goes along with the badger. Was it really the badger that was being, the correct terminology in the verse? Well, I think it's the same thing with some of the skins that were on the top of the tabernacle, the covering.
I understand.
And I studied all those things, but I studied those so many years ago. that the high priest garments, all of those, and I don't know, it's like the computer, you can't hold it all in your head.
Actually, you can, but the reason we forget is called the klipa. And when we recognize that we forget something, it means we've allowed the klipa into our system, into our mind, into our brain. And we need to break it so we will remember it. Because once we pass, not that we have to pass anymore, but once we transition to the next world that is coming, there's no klipa, there's no limitation on our memory. And we will remember every incident of every day. And
many people
will be very surprised and very sad at what they have done. I know I will. Go ahead.
Well, I read a lot, and I can read, and I may get an answer to something that I maybe had studied in question, and I think, oh, good. But I didn't really truly read it. You know, it was just a quickie thing. It wasn't something I thought I'd ever be asked. I think there's a difference between an incident like that and an incident where you really are searching a question and you really have your mind on every word that you're reading. And so that's a lot to why sometimes you can't remember.
I accept that, mm-hmm. understand it. But mm-hmm. it's still a klipa that's causing it, only it's not as solid a klipa as the one where I can't remember to the one that I vaguely remember. It's mm-hmm. still a klipa. But that's not to say that we're going to focus on it. It's not to say that we're going to try and break those klipot. They will be broken when we pass, when we transition to the world that is coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about Dhammapada.
Go ahead. What was your question?
Well, one thing about Donald Trump's name, his middle name is John, and John translates to Hebrew as Elkanon, and I don't think anybody's done the gematria on his whole name. And so, in one way, I think it's a little unfair just to do part of his name, or, you know, but that's my opinion. Another thing I wonder is because he's such a builder, magnificent buildings, could it not be that he might be one who would be able to start the building of the temple, which would usher in Mashiach?
It's actually Mashiach comes before the building of the temple.
Okay.
So you have to understand the order of the process of the ingathering and then the resurrection and the and then the Mashiach, or maybe the Mashiach is before the ingathering. Actually, the Mashiach comes before the ingathering. The ingathering comes before the resurrection, and the resurrection comes before the building of the temple. An interesting thing that you said is that the name is not complete, and I had forgotten that I had mentioned to Jasmine that Donald J. Trump is not his name when it comes to Bible, when it comes to Torah. His name would be Donald Ben, Donald the son of, and I don't know his father's name. So family names do deal with an individual family's correction. Everyone named Trump has a similar correction. But it's not, would not be appropriate to use that name for the gematria 424. So, again, different ways of interpreting gematria. And what people also need to understand about gematria is that there are 10 different levels of gematria, just as there are 10 sephirot.
Well, I think you have a commentary on that in your Olivet series.
I do. I mm-hmm. do. It's one of the boxes. But I've never I it's not been revealed to me, and so I haven't revealed it to anybody else, which gematria goes with which level. But as part of what we're doing in our automating information, automating so that people could go and go to the website and type in their name themselves and receive all of the different meanings of the gematria that's associated, we will need to find out what gematria technique applies to which sephirah, which level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not yet revealed, so we'll work, we'll wait, we'll meditate on the subject, and eventually we'll have an answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been asking, and I think I've told you this before, just asking different ladies that I know and to pray for some aspect, either for the safety of the cabinet, for righteousness to return to our nation. One has volunteered to pray for the youth of America, another one for sexual immorality, and I mean, as soon as I ask, it's like they already know what they should pray for. And so I think it goes along with our changing ourselves. With me personally, I see that the changes, you know, I may get, well, like this last bit, you know, for a couple of years, it was selfishness. Okay, well, then this past couple of months, it was arrogance, you know. So it doesn't come real, real fast, even though I feel like I do a lot each day with Zohar and Torah, you know. I guess Hashem goes easy on us so that we can take the changes and make the changes. But
always remember, prayer is really about changing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, if you pray for someone to be healed, what you're really saying is, I can run the world better than Hashem does, God forbid. How am I saying that? Because Hashem doesn't want anybody to be sick. But that person is sick as the necessary process of cleansing that they need to go through. If it could be done without that, Hashem would never have them get sick. So when we're saying, Hashem, pray, heal this person, we're saying that Hashem is making a mistake, and that's never true. So the real reason that we're praying for that person to get well is for them to realize that they can heal themselves, and that they need to change themselves so that illness does not need to be present within their body or soul. Any other questions? Everyone have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
Always, you all.
Always learn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Hanok. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanok.
Shalom.
Shalom.